Are there any objections to the approval of the agenda?
Seeing none.
Hearing none. Crafter did request an excuse that. I think he was in your number, right?
Yes, I remember specifically Mr. Tim Krafka and Phil Collins.
Jordan Ryder and Susan Ratlin.
Yes, that's right.
648 and 659, respectively.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins was this morning.
Yeah, that was, what, like 24 hours ago or something.
Liana was at 602.
Who?
Liana Lopez?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank God for modern technology.
So, absences for Susan Ratlin, Liana Lopez.
Liana Lopez, I didn't see her.
And what was the other? Tony Cox?
Tony Cox requested an excuse.
What did it, was it before 4 p.m.?
I wouldn't go by an email address. I'm timing because they all are. So, if there'll be no objections to approving it.
Can we make the vote?
Yeah, if there are no objections to approving any of them, if there are objections, then obviously we'll have to take it up. But if not, I don't want to spend too many more minutes on it.
I remember Casa Neighbor request, we do a verbal roll call. All right, roll call is Teresa Allen.
Present.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Adriana Casaneva.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos.
She did request, she's on in route, but she reserved the right to have an excused absence.
Phil Collins.
He asked for an excused absence.
Nancy Saibar Naratomi.
I'm here.
Alanlan Aprim. Mike Lewis.
Present.
Jim Krafka.
He asked for an excused absence.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Robert L. Mark.
Here.
Susan Ratlin. Joseph K.
Here.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Jessica Apollinar. Tony Cox.
You request an excuse absence.
Joseph Davis. I am present. Liana Lopez. George Ryder. Deep Till Adams. My only question is, have we got verification that all the requests for excused absences were received before 4 p.m. today?
Subject to the rule. Any objections? Subject to the rule being verified. And then the rule is verified, and as a discrepancy, you'll revisit it at the next meeting. Any objections? Thank you. All right, next item. Minutes.
Hello,
Lenny. I sent.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Could I be registered as present, please?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. No. Wayne Bradley is.
Yes, because he requested last year's meeting, so we got to make sure he's noted here.
Right.
I do that too when I call the roll, so. But he is prominently down there. We put him in a prominent place.
Here's Maria Elena Castellanos.
Present.
Present. And accounted for earlier than she. Predicted.
Redfoot.
Highway. Yes.
No. You can come this way too.
Just hop over.
You're gonna make me hurt.
No, you can come here.
That, okay. I'll start.
Next time we should make a little.
Yeah, next time we should be the members helping to put the table
we
together.
We need to exercise. I know I do. So.
Good ideas.
A few steps won't hurt. Back to the minutes. Mr. Secretary, do we have any or do we need to move forward?
We don't have minutes personally.
We'll deal with it next.
All right,
now,
order, p.m.
Order, need your attention, please. You need to get back. Order. May I reclaim order? Thank you. The next item on the agenda is item E. However, I had a special request from one of the committee chairs, but I'm going to do something before I address that request, and that is, out of the standing committees that would otherwise report in item 7, could I see the show of hands of chairs who have a report to make of the standing committees? Actually, you've got a little preference, if you've noticed. Do you have the agenda?
Yeah.
We've given you preference again this session. So you wouldn't be in this line.
Chair
recognizes Alana Pruden. He has arrived, Mr. Secretary.
14 members present.
Say again?
We now have 14 members present.
14 members present. I want to ask that question again. Of the chairs of our standing committees, please show hands of those of you who have a report, an official report to make. I see one chair. I see no other chairs. I don't hear from governance. I don't hear from outreach. I don't hear from, okay.
I have a request from COE.
COE or COI?
COI, I'm sorry.
So you have a request, but not a report.
It's
something special, so I'll deal with both of them.
Because I'm the convener.
In other words, here's the deal. There are no other reports. There is one report from ARDC. The chair is going to ask that you indulge what we bring the report for 3 minutes from the chair of ARDC to D1, so we can dispense of that, and we'll address the COI's chair issue, even though it won't be a report. And then we can go to the conclude to
information.
D1. Yes, ma'am.
Point of information. Is this the minutes that we resurrected ARDC?
Yes, it's in the minutes. I believe you on vacation.
Right, but we don't have the minutes.
They were in the minutes when we approved them last month.
Well, I think that your question is, has it been resurrected? And yes, it has.
But
if you want to go back to the minutes, we can go back to the minutes, but we're not going to argue whether or not ARDC is in existence. It is a functional committee. It has a report to make, and the chair is going to accept the report.
I would like to go on record in the minutes that unless this committee was officially approved, then I do not understand why they are functioning.
So noted. Now, Mr. Chair of the ARDC?
Yes, sir.
3 minutes, please.
I have the names of the 24 people that attended our meeting on June the 29th, and I would like them to be approved as members of the committee for voting purposes. Do you want me to read their names?
Yes, that would be appropriate.
Okay, Michael Doty, Adriana Casanev, Amy Fan, Ashton Woods, Brandon Mack, Dwayne Lark, Emily Nim, George Oliver, Georgia Provost, Willie Spears, Jimmy Leon, Cliff Smith, Egberto Willie, Jack Walensky, Jesse Fuentes, Judy Emerson, Megan Cooper, Mercy Okori Jordan, Regina Vasquez, Robert Marks, Cedric Keeler, Tony Mitchell, V. Patel Adams, and myself, Ted Weisgall.
Do you wish to vote on it? We sent out two versions of this report that have all those names on it. So if you're writing frantically, you might just pick your email.
Yeah, well, I can forward it to you.
And I have, the only other action item in this report is my request that this body allow the committee to function with a quorum less than the majority that is typical for committees of KPFT. And I reference the page in Robert's Rules of Order where it says that when committees are formed, they can be given a smaller quorum. I don't think that's going to be necessary. I don't think quorums are going to be a big deal for this committee, but just in principle, I would hate for us not to, with all these new members, if we only end up with 10 at the next meeting for them not to be officially allowed to meet. I would think that a number like 10, as long as we have 10 people present, that would be larger than almost every committee in KPFT, that that be sufficient to be considered worthy of providing a report to you for your ultimate approval or not.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I object to any change in form. I mean, we should be consistent between committees. I mean, if we want to make 10 here and 5 there and 6 there and 20 there, that's not the way meetings are supposed to do. We have no consistency in minutes. There's no way of knowing what the forums are year to year on any committee.
Well, Mr. Boyd, your point is noted, and as you know, it's we're going to debate any motion or move, so that will be discussed, and you have ample time to make that point again. You have to recover your minute and a half, I believe, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We included where we're headed, the need to go to the historically marginalized communities. We recognize that there's an outreach committee and they do general outreach, but we're specifically targeting historically underrepresented communities, and we hope to assist programmers that are doing shows like the StuCon radio show that targets youth, Queer Voices, Voices at Work, Heartbeat of Africa, The Prison Show, Open Journal, Local News, Think Wing Radio, and Houston Indie Media. We also talked about seeking out historical figures from the Black community and getting their stories for Black History Month next year, and spreading the word about the KPFT Town Hall meeting to take place on August the 8th at the Shape Community Center at, is that the Live Oak or is that the...
That would be the Harambe on Alameda.
On Alameda, yeah. Thank you.
We'll hopefully get there.
We are...
39 and 3 on
thank you.
Okay, and we talked about responding to Robin Lewis's request for volunteers for the Watermelon Dance and Summer Social, and Emily Nim, who has worked hard in the 4th Ward Allen Parkway Village community about contest, but we put that off till next month. And there was concern about the cost of t-shirts to KPFT committee members and volunteers. And I spoke with Robin Lewis about this, and she said that she would lower the price of t-shirts to people who are doing the kind of work that our committee will be doing.
Volunteer t-shirts?
Ones with the name KPFT on them. We meet again on the 4th Monday in July, the 27th, at 7 p.m. in the conference room. That's the end of my written report. I gave you a longer report via email.
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we approve the membership of the ARDC.
Second.
Yes, second.
Point of information?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what, in approving this membership, does that affect his point about quorum?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I would like to, before we approve this, I would like to, again, express my concern. We had a telephone conference for outreach. We have an outreach committee. Would you please raise your hand if you're on the board and you have participated in outreach in the last 6 months?
I've been asking, but I never been notified of
that. I may have participated.
I mean, I think that a higher priority needs to be participating on the committee of inclusion, which is in our bylaws, and we have to, and we're supposed to participate on that committee. And another committee that should be very strong on the local level is outreach. So I don't understand why this LSB is not supporting those two committees.
Okay. Yes.
Please about the motion.
I do have a second, because and she wanted to make a statement.
But this LSB approved.
But the motion is before us to accept these volunteers who have spent 3 hours now in a committee stating their preference, not a preference someone want them to have. And I would like then for us to vote on it. Are there any objections to voting on this motion to accept these volunteers for the choices that they've made on the committee they've chosen? Hearing no objections.
I'm sorry, I will object.
Good. Now, let's have a discussion since she does object. I'd like to get a stack for any of those who want to speak for and those who want to speak against.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Discussion comes after the second, not before the after the objection.
Well,
we can do it, but I'm just saying.
I think you're absolutely right, and I can't argue with that, but given the circumstances here that one of our members choose to revisit this item and pretty much want to re-legislate it again, and I think the way to do that...
I object, Mr. Chair. I object to that.
Well, you object to my characterization. Well, how would you characterize it otherwise?
You can't characterize it.
How would you characterize it otherwise if we're not revisiting?
I don't like the term re-legislating because I don't think it went through the LSB properly the first time.
Yes.
That is an opinion, though, right?
Show me the minutes that say that you put it on there.
Mr. Chair, can we stop the back and
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
What I believe that, you know, we have a whole agenda. Members have the right to object.
Yes.
But we are here, the same ones that we vote. I don't know why we need to revisit, but the members have the right to decide that. My main concern is this. We have a group of people that for whatever reason approach ARDC. Why don't we accept those people and try to show them that they can run for the LSB, they can go and help with outreach? Are we kicking these people out because they didn't come to outreach? That is what we are saying. I don't understand the point.
I'll be happy to respond.
No. We're not going to have a back and forth. Chair recognizes Mr. Lamb.
Well, Committee of Inclusion, by my understanding, does the function that this organization or this committee is trying to do. The idea is including all parties, all underrepresented and represented, typically, members of society. So why we have to reinvent the wheel when we have a wheel in the bylaws doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lamb. Mr. Martin?
I'd just like to say that, in fact, the minutes from the last meeting we approved at the last minutes omitted this item. There was a discussion, and I don't remember if any action was ever taken, but there were no minutes reinstating the committee. My concern is, and maybe someone can figure out a way to fix this, is if we didn't create the committee, can we approve the members before there is a committee? And so if anybody wants to figure out a way, I mean, I know that this body has the numbers to reinstate the committee, but even with that, would people coming to a meeting before the committee existed be subject to some kind of challenge?
Well, you should be familiar with retroactive action that any board can take and make it retroactive if they choose to. Mr. Lamb, I've heard from you.
Well, then I think we should amend those minutes that was left out when the chair, Lark, said we were going to start the ARDC.
Point of order,
a little power move. So I think the way to handle this, and if you really want to dispense of it, let's have a vote right now. And that way, we're not holding up this. What really is the gist of our business tonight is not arguing about letting some volunteers on committees they choose. The issue is an election, a KPFT recognition, and other items on the agenda. This should not. We should not have been spending the last 15 or 20 minutes.
You made the decision by
yourself. So now.
I want to answer Hank's. I just want to make clear what Hank was worried about the difference. There is a difference between the COI and the ARDC. And the COI, this is very, very clear. It's written in the bylaws that the COI, the Committee of Inclusion, it sees the needs in the community, turns out surveys. It's very, very clear. But the ARDC is a little bit different. This is where we're welcoming people to come in with their problems. Yes, it is. I've been on ARDC several years.
We just continued it by a vote of this body.
Okay.
No, we're not a member yet.
And we started again by
just trying to clarify. It's different. It's different.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Point of order.
Mr. Chair,
Speaker, are you on the stack?
We cannot.
Point of order, you're interrupting. He does what he does. That's what Hank does. He thinks he can just speak whatever he wants to speak.
They have the floor.
Disrespect. You're going back and forth with the chair, and that's not respectful. So now what we need to do is respect yourself first. And by doing that, you'll respect what he has to say and what she has to say. I don't mind having a stack, but we can't just blurt out when we want to.
Other people have.
On the stack.
This is not fifth grade.
Would you please?
Let's please report ourselves so we can show the new members who potentially here that they won't necessarily have to be involved.
Cooperation.
Castellanos on the stack.
Yes, I got Castellanos. Mark.
Mr. Chair, I move that we reinstate the ARDC committee retroactive to the day of the meeting that was held. I don't remember the date. It was last Monday, I think. But I don't remember the date. If you think that'll solve the problem, then I'm happy. I just want the problem solved.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion. Okay.
I do not believe that amending the minutes and adding something that did, in fact, never happen is the correct way to solve the problem.
I heard the motion. Motion has been seconded. Would we restate the motion for the purpose of voting?
Move that we recreate the ARDC committee retroactive to whatever day last Monday was.
June 29th.
It's been seconded.
And we vote on it.
Are you prepared
to vote? Respect the timing.
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not clear. This is a question as to whether or not we're talking about reinstating the committee and at the same time accepting the volunteers as described.
It covers both.
Described by Ted Weisel.
I move that we substitute motion that we invite everyone that was invited to join the ARDC that they be invited to join the COI.
First off, allow me to say this, and I believe this chair who convened the meeting. At each step of the way in my participation in that meeting, I stated on more than two or three occasions five standing committees that I wished those 20 would consider to participate in. So I addressed your concerns with those individuals.
Are you saying they refuse?
I'm saying they made their choices, and now they know they even have more choices because
point
they may want to be a member of two or three different committees.
Point of order.
They were given those options. Yes.
Point of order, Mr.
Yes,
Chair.
Yes.
Please, we need to use the terms correctly, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the bylaws, and the Article 8, Section 4, talk about the Committee of Inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. I'm the convener. Yes. This LSB only elect one PMB member and three LSB members. And those four members are the ones that invite the members to the COE. Have nothing to do with ARDC. Then we cannot invite 20 people because have nothing to do with this LSB. You are saying
point of information. There is nothing in the bylaws that I see that prevents the COI from doing outreach or having.
But it limits the amount of members, the
right.
COI.
And and depend on the four members
and
of
ARDC
the part of
is
COE.
Not limited.
COI, I'm sorry.
Actually, I don't think
Committee of Inclusion. You want to copy
the we really don't really need to be going back and forth with that, and I wish that you really would
page
see
30,
the
value. Page 30 of the bylaws.
We have two motions that have both been seconded.
We actually have one.
We have two.
We have one motion, then we have a substitute motion
right.
As an amendment.
So,
who seconded that substitute motion?
Yeah, the original motion is to move the item forward.
Do we have
the
a
substitute
second?
Motion.
Thank you.
That Ms.
Can I have a moment?
Teresa's is on the table now.
Can I have a moment, sir?
Yes.
Robert would be correct, because I'm trying to scribble down what you said, was your motion that we recreate the ARDC committee retroactively to the date of the first meeting.
June 29th.
And accept the members.
And accept the report of, and approve the members.
Approve the members.
Thank you. Teresa?
And my sub, okay, I'm sorry.
To invite all ARDC members to join COI?
They cannot.
Yes.
Okay.
But it is not operable because COI stipulates who, how the process of membership comes. It's not an open membership, ladies and gentlemen. So you're really complicating and putting laying stuff on top of stuff that doesn't make sense. So let's dispense of this amendment to the amendment. Are you prepared to vote?
Correction.
Those of you in favor of the amendment.
I have the information from the bylaws. It says, there shall be established in each of the foundation's radio station areas standing committees of the board to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio stations. These committees of inclusion shall include one director and three LSB members from each station who shall be elected by their respective LSB, comma, and such additional individuals as those four shall choose by majority vote. So they can add 20 more people if they like.
Yes, I'm the convener. Why you want to throw 20 people that we don't even... I don't understand. You cannot change it by law, Teresa.
She just read it.
It says...
Ladies and gentlemen, let's close this discussion.
You cannot for members, but no there.
Let's close this discussion because it's not going anywhere. I think the proper thing to do would be to vote. It is a legitimate, although misguided, motion, and I think it deserves a vote. So if we can dispense of that, we can get to the original motion. Okay.
Call the question.
Those of you in favor of the motion, please vote.
Mr. Chair, I must object that before the vote, you tell the body that my substitute is misguided, and I do not appreciate that.
Well, you may object, but because of what was read in the record, it's very clear that it cannot fly. Even if the motion approved, we cannot implement it because it's inconsistent.
Robert's rules prevents you from doing
that. Time has expired on this item. Assuming the 15 minutes for
They're elected. Teresa, they're elected.
Time has expired.
Call the question.
Those in favor of the substitute motion, please raise your hands. One. Two.
No, three. Count again.
It's blank.
What is the motion?
What is the substitute?
We're voting for the motion to invite all ARDC members to join the COI. So all those in favor, please raise your hands.
One, two, three. Those opposed?
Four. You got four.
One, two. You need to raise your hands.
Bylaws.
One, two, three, four.
We're wrong. You said opposed. Second.
You don't look at the bylaws.
Okay, I'm gonna be very clear. The motion to okay. Those agree, raise your hands so I can see them, please. Two, three, four.
They're
thank
elected
you.
By LSB.
Those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Any abstentions?
Hallelujah.
Any abstentions? Okay. That was one abstention. All right. Now we can go to the original motion.
No, let's get down to genuine.
Hopefully there will be no further discussion of the original motion, but it should be well known we are accepting the ARDC membership as it
was. We ran out of time. We
don't
have further discussion.
Exactly. We ran out of time.
Those in favor? One, two, three, four.
Oh, sorry.
Talk about bylaws.
Now, y'all got to pay attention now. Those in favor of the motion for ARDC, I need to see your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Those opposed? One. An extension, she abstains. One, two.
Two
abstentions.
Three
abstentions?
He's voting twice.
He voted.
Because he voted against it. Then he voted to abstain. Now we get to the meat.
What do you mean? That was the meat.
No, that's not the meat. The meat is what this board is here for. It's not just that.
What about what he asked about and requested about the quorum for the meeting?
That's not something we'll take up right now.
We will take it.
You'll use the rules as they are. I'm not spending any more time on ARDC.
No.
I'd like to, for you to read the proposed motion, because the motion is for maintenance and governance purposes. It is to make sure that we're not having favoritism after the fact. If we state the order of preference before the fact, then it's whoever wins, period.
Can I motivate the motion?
Yes, please.
In the last week, I spent considerable time.
Go ahead and read it. Well, let the secretary read the motion.
It's on the agenda.
Everybody has it.
And they don't have it.
The public doesn't have it, and it's not in the recording.
There, I'll read the motion.
Read the motion.
The proposed motion for Robert Mark is that out of the three candidates who are elected 7-8-2015 by the KPFT-LSB, the leading candidate will replace the position which will be held for the longest duration of time, i.e. Richard Uzzell's seat. The runner-up and second runner-up will replace the two positions which will have to be reelected during the next Pacifica KPFT-LSB election.
Second?
Well, he's going to motivate. Yeah.
Second, I said.
If there's no objection.
Second.
She said second.
Would you allow Mr. Mark to make a statement, please?
But you need to second the motion.
Go ahead.
I just want to say over the last week, I spent a lot of time poring over minutes and the membership rules that Bill Crozier graciously created up until about November of 2013 in order to determine who is up for election. And essentially it is the class of 2010 that is being replaced by this election according to the election rule that were passed by the PNB. And of those, the original members, Doc Doherty was replaced by Mike Lewis. Ruth Nasrula was replaced by Colleen O'Brien, who will be replaced tonight. Jamonica Phoenix was replaced by Susie Moreno. Kevin White was replaced by Angela Sanchez, was replaced by Melinda Eiley Doan, was replaced by, who was it? My phone is not. I had these all printed out.
Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis.
Susan.
Mike Lewis.
Said Susan Radley.
No, Mike Lewis replaced Melinda Eiley Doan. Susan replaced Doc Doherty. The two of them need to run for re-election.
But I didn't find it that way. But that's okay. But it's
because they're in the same class,
they're
right?
In the same class.
Same, it's inconsequential.
And so I sent this out to y'all. The format got screwed up when I saved it. I had paper copies that got left in the trunk of my car. For the staff, Tony Cox, Eddie Garcia, replaced by Doyle Odom, replaced by Joe Davis. Tony Cox is still on the board. Jessica terms out in December. And then Nancy Henschel's seat was replaced by Alana Purim. He's not up for election this time. My seat is not up for election, but I will term out. So that seat and Jessica's will be filled by the two runners-up to this election. Richard Uzzell we're replacing tonight. His was a 2012 election, so he's not up. That person isn't up.
They'll be held over, in other words.
And then for purposes of the report, I did everybody else because I don't know how you're going to have this information 2 or 3 years from now if somebody doesn't go back to doing what Bill does. And I can't use the spreadsheet. But the other point that I would want to make is at some point tonight, we need to designate who is replacing Richard Uzzell seat, but who is replacing the Darrell Robbins seat and who is replacing, who's the other one?
Colleen.
Just for purposes of creating this record so that hopefully somebody can keep it up.
So do we need to amend this motion?
Yes. Well, the second
one. No, we just need to, because since they're both up, there's
to
no
save
difference
in the
we just need to say, we're going to make you, Darrell,
okay,
and
just
we're going to
make
you.
Just slot them in,
purposes,
the same class.
The effect is the same. Okay. The effect is the same.
Okay. You have a comment?
No, that's...
Okay, do I hear any objections to moving this motion and voting on this motion? Do I hear any objections? You prepared to vote? Those in favor of the motion?
If there are no objections, you don't...
That's for any of the...
Any objections at all? Thank you, appreciate it. Now, in the event, we do have, well, we actually shouldn't have a runoff, not a runoff, but a tie with STV, hopefully.
According to STV rules, you flip a coin.
Okay. We here have to fill three vacancies tonight. We have candidates on record. I hope you've registered with the secretary. If you haven't registered with the secretary, that would be the gentleman with the red shirt on. And you have now the last option to state your desire to become a board member in this special election, to be held tonight and to serve until December. Yes.
Can we hear the list of the candidates?
I will get to that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to give the secretary time to, if anyone's in the chamber, in the audience, who didn't send their information in, and you don't hear your name called, then again, you need to go and register with the secretary.
Two things. I would like to know who's here, and I would like to know, is there anyone who's not here who's applying for these positions that we need to have on the list?
Deb Shafto.
And Don Cook.
Don Cook does have a statement here that I will read into the record.
Yes, he was here, but...
Okay. Who else do we have?
Bernadine Williams.
Nick.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm right now. I'm making a list for the purposes of this election. So it says Bruce.
D-O-L-L-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Okay. Wesley.
Are we?
Who else?
Do anybody remember? Because I remember seeing some emails before, but I don't see the people here.
Yeah, I recall another candidate on the list.
Well, that's the disadvantage of not being present. However, if you have record, and the emails were, I'm sure you kept up with them as I...
There was a gentleman that I...
Yes.
I had actually reminded him before he would be present.
Rahan here?
Rahan?
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Chair recognizes Ms. Castellanos.
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 Charge it to the American accent. It's still an American accent where I can't get it.
It's a different American.
Yes. That's the beautiful American, isn't it?
Okay, the Anglo-Saxon. Anyway, there is a, and I don't know if she was interested, and she's en route. There's a person who went to pick her up, and her name is Anissa Farouk. And all I can tell you is that she's in transit. And I can call and see, you know, if she'll arrive in time.
We have a deadline to write to the LSB.
But to answer, the chair would like to address it. You can call
I found somebody here
with the election. So if they arrive
here she is
and
now.
The ballot is not and cast, then they're eligible.
She's coming through the door right now. Yes. And Anissa Farouki? Yes. And we were just discussing last call for people who are interested in being candidates for the LSB. And I know that you're very much interested in KPFT, and so would you please give your name to the man in the red shirt?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, can you address the issue?
Okay.
Does this fall under the qualifications?
No.
I'm not certain.
Well, if you're talking about an arrival, no. It was, as you stated, and I think we have, go ahead.
Point of information, did we not on our promos on the radio give the deadline and the terms of how you would put your name in for this position?
Yes, we did.
Yes. So, that question is very valid. And now, Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
With regard to that, I know there are a number of people in this room, besides myself, I don't listen, and I don't think anybody listens to KPFT 24/7, but I did not hear a clear distinction between the two sets of candidates, and there's a different deadline. The July 14th deadline applies to the, I believe it's...
National
elections. And the July 8th applies to the set of, I believe it's about three vacancies right now that we're going to decide. Mm-hmm. And that I don't think was clarified, that also that was recommended that you also be here in person if possible. But it just wasn't clarified that if a person, all they did, and I sit on the PNB, the Pacifica National Board of Elections Committee, and one of the things that came out was the failure to make these distinctions in the PSAs between the two sets, the July 8th deadline, which is different from the July 14th deadline. So I just want to put out there, you know, I think people, if they're interested, let them, they're here, let them give their name to the secretary.
Let the chair reclaim the chair.
Okay, yes.
And to the extent that it was published, to the extent that we are Democratic and we seek to have everyone who is eligible to be on this ballot, I'm going to have to go with what is on record with the Secretary. Mr. Secretary, do you have a record, a cutoff time that you used?
The emails that I was checking, I had confirmations on Deb Chapto and Don Cook from other members of the LSB. I've seen a request from Bernie Williams, Bruce Pollard, Wesley Bethune, and one other person. I didn't bring my computer, so I don't remember the name. But somebody here already mentioned it.
I have the gentleman's name here, which is Robson. Rahan is his name. He was one of the first ones who actually sent us a request for consideration.
Could somebody please state and spell his name for the record?
Point of information. What was the specific cutoff date, time?
Today at 4 p.m.
I think it's
5 p.m. today?
Yes.
Let the record show that, please.
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
Again, I don't know who else. I think I'm the only one that sits on the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. And again, we had this discussion with regard to the national elections, but we also had concerns that the local elections were being mishmashed together in the PSAs with the national elections. Now, the national elections cutoff date is July 14th, not July 8th. Now, for the local, and for that reason, I'm very concerned that most of the PSAs have been focusing on the cutoff dates for the national elections. And I do not know of any clear distinctions being made between the PSAs for the July 8th fill-in and that. And for that reason, for lack of due notice with regard to today's election, I believe that we should extend the opportunity to be a candidate to all those who are
present. Yes, ma'am. Chair recognizes this.
First of all, I want to remind all of us that we have, if we want to go through this, we need to have a time limit. We cannot speak because the people are waiting here just for that. But I think that would be totally unfair to tell the rest of the people that apply on time, all of us are the PSA. We said that straight in our LSB meeting. It's been said permanently since last LSB member. And I think that it's unfair for the people that really come with that cut time to really modify it now. Because we are changing, we said, we put the rules, but we can change it. Don't worry, come here, we will change it. I think that it's ample time to run. Here is the local election supervisor. We have ample time for people to run for the local election supervisor, the national election. But this is already done. I mean, we cannot reinvent the wheel every time.
Okay.
What, Mr. Chair?
No, Mr. Lamb.
We can't speak
yet. I might recommend that rather than putting her through this for this evening, that we encourage her to and take notice of her officially at this moment that she'll be in the national election, provided she meets the normal guidelines. But, you know, to change the rules at this point does seem a little inordinate, although I understand your concern with the notification. Pacifica notoriously has bad notification on elections.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
It's 8:10 p.m.
Yes, please.
Well, the chair obviously is going to have to make a rule. And of course, I think I've heard all of the requests and all the evidence necessary to make an intelligent ruling.
One last point of information.
Well, I think I've heard all the necessary information.
It's not debate. Point of information is not debate.
Yes, ma'am.
Without due notice with regard to the distinction and the time limits that are different for the two different sets of vacancy on the LSP board, I believe that if we are to exclude anybody with regard to the July 8th meeting and they are here and they're present.
Is that a question?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
No, the question is, wouldn't that be a violation of our bylaws? Because due notice
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Point of order.
A point of information is a request to the speaker. It's not a way to debate an issue that is already in.
It is a question.
No, a question, he make a ruling.
Point of order.
No, this is a, I want to address the issue. The answer to that question is no. The elections committee has nothing to do with this process.
Exactly.
The bylaws very clearly state we replace vacancies on our board. We don't rely on the elections committee.
Now, having all of this discussion with respect to this, it is very clear and it's very stated whether it was played enough or whatever the circumstances may be, the onus is on the filer. And I believe all requirements were met for notifications. Therefore, the record that the secretary shows up to 5 p.m. and we shall proceed with this election, that would not include anyone that he is not certified. So what you
can I read the list to verify that we have all concurrent candidates. Deb Shafto, Don Cook, Bernie Williams, Bruce Pollard, Wesley Bethune, and Rahan Farouk.
Having heard, hopefully there are no objections, let's agree to be consistent. We had an election similar to this just a month or two ago. We allowed for each candidate to have a opening statement, and we afforded each board member a question. Now, obviously, with six candidates, you're not going to go ahead.
Go ahead. Order, did you want to address the 8:10 p.m. thing? And also point of personal privilege?
All right.
I would direct Ms. Farouk to the election coordinator who is sitting in this room, get a packet, and hand that petition around for members of this board to sign for her.
That's
here we go. We are at the public.
She did again? When? I didn't get anything.
Address those of you who are in the gallery who would like to address the board. Could you show hands? Very good. We've got three. So I suppose you'd be able to take as many minutes as you deem necessary, up to a total of 30. So by my math, that's 10 minutes each if you choose. Any particular order, I think beauty takes preference over beast. No, I get in trouble with that too.
That sounds
good. Yes, ma'am. I was deferring to you. I think we have.
I'm the beast, or am I the beast?
No, you're the beast.
April
29th. And next in line, and we'll make.
April 29th for this election?
Yes. You don't mind being last, right?
That's fine.
Okay, that's the beast.
He's a beautiful beast.
We're ready.
Well, I know on the old website, I was able to find all I needed to find about any kind of election. This website, I can't find Boo Howdy. And I think that has a great deal to do with the mix-up this evening.
That is true.
Let us please get that website working, I mean, like it's supposed to. Because it's pathetic. It's beautiful, but it's pathetic. It's a beautiful beast.
Well, normally don't ask questions or comments, but I think pathetic. Beautiful, but pathetic. Kind of.
And it's just not informative. And, you know, I saw this good-looking guy, you know, I said, go to this, you know, dip, and it'll tell you about the election. It had one or two sentences, and that was it, and did not tell me a dang thing. Yeah, he was good looking, but...
It was worth a thousand words.
Somehow I just wasn't worth a thousand words this time.
You're right.
Gotta have something in them brains in the media.
March.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Pass.
Do you expect order from this body?
Next.
I'm sorry, is this the...
Next up?
For the public comment.
This is for public comment.
This is public. I had three to raise their hands.
But this isn't for the...
No.
You'll get it up.
Say anything you want, within reason.
Nice to meet y'all.
Who's this?
Who's next?
Dean Paul.
What's your name?
I had three. You voted me third.
I thought Bill.
Bill.
Okay, I thought Bill was number three. All right.
I thought you were number two.
Oh, he did raise his hand. Okay. He didn't understand what we were asking.
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill. Okay, well, you got 28 minutes.
Oh, we'll take that long.
Thank you.
I know it's easy to get all wrapped up in our internal little governance stuff, but I just want to remind everyone about some big stuff. We've got a new transmitter that we've been waiting on and, you know, anxiously needing for a couple of years at least, that's sitting there in the manufacturer almost ready, and we need $18,000 more to pay for it so they can ship it to us. And I just want to ask each of you to do what you can. Ask your friends. Cough up a little money. Come to the Watermelon Festival that's coming up later this month. Preferably don't even wait till then. And also, of course, donate in the fund drive that starts in about a month, a little less than a month. But right now, we do need some money before then so that we can get the new transmitter shipped. Robin Lewis, our development director, has been working hard on a major donor campaign, which I think is almost ready. If you have any suggestions for people that need to be contacted, or if you'd like to help, especially if you'd like to help with that, please contact Robin. And you know, I think we can do it. It's not a whole lot of money compared to the cost of the transmitter. The transmitter itself is $180,000. It's a brand new, all solid state one. If you're going to talk to people about why we need it, you know, we've been operating at 30% to 50% power for over 2 years. It's back like what we were 8 years ago before we got our current transmitter. And we got what we could afford then, but it wasn't the most reliable one. It's also a tube type. You know, it burns itself up essentially. It's expensive to maintain, uses a lot of electricity. The new one's not like that. It's all solid state. So it's going to be more reliable as well as more powerful. So it'll give a lot of people a better signal. And if we're going to fulfill our mission and provide programming that people can hear that they can't hear anywhere else, we need to get a better transmitter, and the sooner the better. So I hope all of you can help with that.
We only need $600 a piece for everybody in here.
That's a good way to look at it.
We got a little container here. Drop off your change.
And talk to your friends, really.
That's true.
We take gold rings and anything else.
Well, that concludes the public session. I'd like to turn our attention back to the election. And if there are no objections, 2 minutes opening statement for each candidate, 1 minute question round for each member, and if you choose, time permitting, because we save some minutes in the public session, perhaps we could have a second round of the board. But in any order of preference, Mr. Secretary, I'd like for you to call each candidate up for their 2 minute statement, and so would I be required to take the time, or someone else wants to take the time?
I will take the time if you want for the speaker.
All right. And would you state your name when you come up for the recording, and then take your minute or two and tell us who you are, why you're running?
Point of information.
Yes.
Who's making the ballots?
The secretary has been so kind, as he was at the last election. He's been so apt, so adept, so good. Appreciate it.
I'll be appropriate, since you brought up the point, I was going to ask someone who attended the governance meeting, STV vote ballot counting training process, would Mr. Cliff Smith volunteer to help during the voting process?
But they're all honest.
Hoping to avoid it.
Okay. No volunteer.
Sally and Leslie. On my own.
Nancy should do it. She was working on it today.
And I'm running.
I picked Cliff specifically because a staff member, and this is seating all of the listeners' seats, is therefore I was to avoid any sense of impromptuity or something along those lines. Very well, I can do it myself.
No, I'm going to accuse you of doing that.
Okay.
Yes.
I think these are very good workers, and if someone knowledgeable assists them but doesn't touch them, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Assistance is necessary.
All right.
Okay, randomly roll a dice, and I got a 5. And number 5 on my list is Wesley Bethune.
Mr. Bethune!
I served from 2006 to 2012, turned out, and I've been waiting patiently for another election. I see that you guys have done real good without me. But I'm ready to get back into it. I already know what it entails. I know the hours of meetings. Sometimes people don't agree with your the decisions you make, but you know, that's why we have a board. That's why we all get together and reason. And I'm ready to get back into the work of this group, and I hope you'll consider me. Thank you.
Well, you still got 1:30.
Yeah.
Can we ask questions?
I think most everybody here knows me.
No, some of the new candidates, they don't know you.
I was on the PMB for 2 years, but I'm finished. Unless it's, well, you can ask questions.
Yes. Next.
Can I ask a question?
Well, at the end.
No.
My choice came to Rahan Farooq. I believe Mr. Bob Mark had, you said you had recommended him,
mm-hmm.
considering he's not
no,
here?
No, I didn't recommend him. I just responded to his email encouraging him to be here. Tonight.
Okay, is there anyone here who has any comment in regards to Mr. Farooq since he's not here?
Has he submitted him?
He did submit a statement. He about didn't read it.
Yeah, I read it online. But.
Yes, ma'am.
Any
question, and that is, does anyone... can anyone give a summary of what he put online? It's all mishmash in my memory.
I'm looking for one.
I really wouldn't want to take the time to do that. I think you had your responsibility.
My recollection is his credentials were strong in the area of finance issues. That was my recollection.
Okay, Jeff.
I have his email. If you want me to read his...
He can read it.
He can read it.
Okay. Rehan Farooq stated in his email, background, 15 years of experience, most recently as a management consultant, advising companies seeking to significantly improve performance. Expertise areas include technology, human resources, and cost takeout. Master of Business Administration from Rice University. Master in Public Policy from University of Tennessee. Undergrad from University of Illinois, Urbana. Fluent in Spanish, Urdu, and Hindi. Served on board of Houston Classical Theater Company.
And there's one point you missed. He implies in his opening statement that he's under 40 years of age.
Which incidentally was part of the PSA that.
Okay. Thank you.
All
right.
You want to get out?
Don Cook is also not here, which was the next choice. However, he did provide a written statement to be read. Who has the written statement from Don Cook?
The chair does.
The statement from Mr. Cook?
Sir.
Okay. So I'm Mr. Cook. My name is Don Cook, and I wish to put my name up for interim local station board member at KPFT. I apologize for not being able to speak to you in person. I have a prior commitment tonight to help on the show at Houston Media Source. Most, but perhaps not all of you, know me. I've been a community and political activist for 20 years. I am a longtime KPFT listener and member. Currently, I'm a member of the Executive Council of the Houston Peace and Justice Center. I was formerly a member of the KPFT LSB, but almost 6 years ago, I resigned to pursue a project which is now complete. While and member of, in 2008, I was the first person from the Pacifica family to contact Al Jazeera about them possibly having a radio broadcast in the Houston market on KPFT, although it was 2010 before something was worked out. Since leaving the board, I have endeavored to stay in touch, and for the past 2 years, I've been a member of the KPFT Governance Committee. Like all of you, I'm concerned about the continued existence of a thriving KPFT, and I am ready to work with you to do that. Thank you, Don Cook. Next.
Bruce Pollard.
Oh, hello. My name's Bruce Pollard, and I live up in Kenwood. I'm sort of retired, but I'm still working as a chemist. I worked for many years in the chemical industry. I taught chemistry, and I work with computer equipment. I also have 3 children, and I've worked in volunteer organizations for a long time. Rolling out of the Boy Scouts because my son is finishing up his Eagle. And so I'm looking for some place to contribute. I've got a number of friends who are involved with KPFT in different areas, and they encourage me to come offer myself up over the long term, but then also to get you to know me by coming here today. I think I can help you all. I've worked in organizations where vision is important. I understand your mission in terms of being for educational purposes and for people to learn about each other. I understand the communications media. I've been a longtime listener. I've been a member for maybe the last year in contributing funding. I think that it would be, I could be helpful. I'm really in awe of all the different people here and their diversity and their interest in getting things done. And I think I could help you in some good ways. Thank you.
Two remaining members. Bernadine Williams.
My name is Bernadine Williams. I'm a native Houstonian. I'm not quite sure how long I've been listening to KPFT, many, many years. Been active with KPFT since Houston Committee for People's Radio, Pacifica Listeners Union. I'm a former programmer and volunteer with KPFT. I have a strong administrative background. I'm a pharmacy technician. I think I could bring a lot of useful qualities in terms of analyzing data, reports, corporate giving, grants, financial documentation, that sort of thing. Anything at an administrative level is right up my alley, and I'm pretty detail-oriented about different things. And I care a lot about KPFT. The Pacifica mission statement is something that I think really needs to be lived out at the station and in its programming. I've participated with many local organizations. I'm a past officer with the Houston Peace and Justice Center. I was an officer at large twice. I am currently the co-chair of the Harris County Green Party. I have been president of the Houston Area Now chapter, which meets in this room, but that was many, many years ago for me. VP of their state chapter and temporary president of the state chapter as well. I'm a long-term member with the Houston Women's Group, which is the oldest feminist organization in Houston, an organization of its kind in the country. It's been meeting consistently for 40 years, every single week, holidays included. I've served on 2 committees for this body. I've been on the Program Council. Program Council and Program Evaluation Committee. Thank you.
I can say that the big three reserve your.
last is Deb Shafto. Is there anyone here? Any comment regarding Shafto?
I believe that some of you can
Does anyone want to speak on Deborah Shafto's behalf?
I'll speak on her behalf.
Okay.
Did we get a resume from her?
No. Point of order. I'm concerned that we not try to, paraphrase people's statements, and I'm concerned about, because what you could say about a person might not be true, and I'm just concerned about that.
Your concern is noted.
Point of order.
Yes.
I have to agree. I think that she submitted the statement, and that we should use her words.
Yeah. Where's her statement?
Where is it?
Well, hold on. For the sake of consistency, I believe you had no problem with extended comments about Mr. Rahman and his actions. So, for the sake of consistency, does anyone have anything they'd like to say on Ms. Shafto's? Yes, sir.
I would just like to say that Deb Shafto is a former chair of this body. She served for, I believe, 6 years as a member of VLSB. She is the woman that we have called on for as long as I've been here that understands how STV voting works, and many of you have seen her counting those ballots several times. She is active with the Houston Peace and Justice folks. She happens to be George Ryder's wife. There's probably a lot more that I do not know about her. I'm trying to find if there was an email, if I got it.
She did submit previously, but she didn't submit currently. She gave us an extensive letter previously, but we could have brought it up in the record. But I think you've done a decent job of a background. Yes, ma'am.
Since we're soliciting comments, I would also like to say that I have seen Deb Shafto serene in kind of tumultuous meetings, and always very positive. So she has, I think, superb problem-solving skills and pressure.
Okay. I'll read her statement into the record. I would like to be considered for the next open position on the LSB. I have supported KPFT since the take back and have served on the board for many years. I have not run for the board recently, as I involved as a candidate for the Green Party. I was involved as a candidate for the Green Party and therefore ineligible. I believe I will bring level-headed judgment, hard work, and historical knowledge to the position will be an asset to the station. Thank you for your consideration, Deborah Shafto. Now, I think that's about as much time as she would have had to make her own presentation. Do we have any additional candidates?
No.
We heard from five people.
Yes, we've heard from everybody.